Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all to the show tonight. I have a bit of a hoarse this week. Not sure why. I think just the weather here in Arizona, the intense heat. Now I was up in the North Country a while back. Kind of a mixture of climates, and we're getting over that. But we welcome you all to the show. We meet again. So glad that you're all here tonight. After the monologue, we'll have first-time callers at 563-999-3437. I always tell you to live your best life possible. Live your best life on this spinning rock we call planet Earth. Are you going to put up with more COVID tyranny and lockdowns, America? Never forget the spirit of 1776. And I say, let the chips fall where they may. And you can take that any way you want. Stand up or live on your knees and share this show and this message with everyone you know, with all others out there in Radio Land who feel the same way as you do. The Von Wehhunt Show is on every Thursday night, 8 p.m. And on this show, we will talk about current events, of course, and politics, and what's really going on out there in America without any censors or corporate radio program directors telling us what to say, unlike your normal Rhino radio show. And you know who they are. We will also talk about the undercurrent in America and what is really happening on many fronts, seen and unseen, from preppers to militias, from government secret psyops to international cabals, and from Trump to the Biden crime family, because the choice, America, is always yours to make. Yes. Welcome to church tonight, my friends. Welcome to church. Well, never regret a day in your life. Good days give happiness. Bad days give experiences. And the worst days give lessons. And the best days give memories for a lifetime. My sentiments exactly. Well, we're looking at the world tonight. And many of you new listeners, we have a lot of new people. And each show, I don't want to annoy the regulars who come here because this is our church ceremony, our way to grandstand our ideas, our ideology, what we feel is right, and what we know is right. Each show will kind of clue you in as to what we're doing here, the format of the show, and I think you're going to like it a lot. Looking at the situation, the real Liberty Tree is very, very thirsty. And let the chips fall where they may, my good friend in this land. We are the law-abiding crowd. We are the peace-loving crowd. But rest assured, our founding fathers fought a very bloody revolution. History proves time and time again that things will happen, and they will happen very quickly. And you need to be prepared. And that's one thing about the show, is we do stress preparation. Not to sound corny or dated, but just think of this as a history class. Before George Washington attacked the British, he had his spies out there. He did preparations. He had people in watchtowers, spying on British troop movements. He wanted to know everything about his enemy before he committed brave men into battle, knowing full well that many of them would die and never come home again. That is the mark of a great general. I feel the same way. Before any forces are committed on the ground, everything would be done through intrepid spycraft, intel, preparations to get ready for what's coming. And nobody can tell you exactly the date, the time, the hour, and you'll drive yourself crazy trying to analyze it to death. Just know that big things are on the way. Keep it simple in your mind. You got to stay functional and go about your day-to-day business, right? You got to stay functional and go to work, clock in, clock out. I keep telling people to keep kicking the can down the road for one big, big reason. We're not millionaires, and you need that time and those paychecks to buy your preps, to get things that you need, prepare. All that takes lots of time, lots of effort. You know, when the British, when they came to Lexington and Concord, I'm just talking to you guys, as you well know. My brain is full of facts and figures and knowledge and some wisdom, hopefully, over the years. When the British came to Lexington and Concord, they came to seize the guns from the colonials. Paul Revere made the famous ride. I'll connect the dots for you that they failed to do in history class. He told them, the British are coming. Get prepared. The Minutemen came out. My forebears were there. They came out with guns. They were ready. They knew that day, that fateful day, was coming. And they came out to meet the British eyeball to eyeball on Lexington Green. In my view, in the future, whether it's the UN or God knows what else, whatever it's going to be, which entity, I think we'll see more Lexington Greens. I hate to say it, in the future, on this current trajectory that we seem to be on in this nation. I always say cooler heads shall prevail, and they should prevail. But history tells us otherwise. War, unfortunately, is a standard bearer throughout recorded history. People die in civil wars. They die in revolutions. People die. Bad things happen to good people. And bad things happen to bad people, too. How about those apples? But it's painfully obvious to me when I look at the situation that a lot of Americans just love being slaves to the New World Order control system, and it shows everywhere. Have you seen these people on social media looking forward to putting on their mask again? Oh, yeah. They're out there. Some people, in my view, feel more secure in this new contrived matrix. Sad but true, right? Now, these same delusional people are hoping for and welcoming the new government-sponsored plandemic. Put on words there. So they can then enforce their mask mandates on you and me and everyone else. They can beat you up at the store, you gas up. Where's the mask, right? Where's your damn mask, like they did last time? These are all Democrats doing this, rabid Democrats and communists. Same thing, really, in America. They are chomping at the bit to tell you to put on your mask or else. It's all for the public good, they say. Well, we know better. We know far more than they ever would. We have knowledge, intel, and wisdom, and experience. We've already been down this road before. And we know by the last time that COVID's a big joke. I'm not saying it wasn't a virus. I'm not saying people weren't sick. I'm not saying people didn't catch something, a bug here or there or there. But there's so much misinformation about that. So many places where the government cooked the books on these statistics that many Americans, even today, don't quite know exactly what those stats are. Depends on who you talk to. Whether it's Fauci or Biden, who cannot be trusted. I rest my case. You cannot trust the government or media talking heads. Can't trust them as far as you can throw them. Having said that, there's a lot of speculation that a new COVID vaccine is on the way, and it's coming. It's going to be manufactured. I hope it doesn't. I hope this is all speculation, but I've heard too many little things about it where I'm going to bring it up tonight. Your mission, as I would tell the young secret agent, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to not comply with those orders when they come down. Your mission, again, if you choose to accept it, is to not comply, because they're going to try to corral people, browbeat you. There's a lot of pressure. They're going to put a lot of pressure on you. Thank God I am made of German steel. I can withstand a lot of pressure like that, peer pressure, public pressure. I make up my own mind, and I will live with it. And normally, I'm correct. When I look back on all those decisions that I make, I went, you know what? I was right there. I was right there. I could have tweaked that a little bit better. If I made a mistake, I own up to it, correct it, and move on. But this is something that I know we're right about. They're going to try to make it sound scary. They're going to scare the women. Women are freak out over microbes anyway. It gets into their imagination, and they just flip out. Men, we know better. We know that. So as men, not to say that there aren't many, many smart women out there, and many of them listen to my show. And then they listen to you when you call. But the bottom line is this is, I think it's coming down the pike, so be aware of it. That's all. Now, getting to Trump, Trump detractors are out there. The, look, Trump understands that American politics is now also, it's a game show. It's even a reality TV show. And that is where Trump excels to everyone's surprise. Trump knows it's a TV market. Now, he has lots of baggage to unpack, in my estimation. Trump is far from perfect. This is not putting Trump on a pedestal. We have a track record of Trump that is good but less than stellar, to be candid. And let's not forget, he was for Operation Warp Speed. He hired Fauci. He hired General Milley. He did some terrible hires, in my view. But he's a president, and I'm not. So there. But he's far from perfect, and it will be a wild, wild ride this year, for sure, as we watch things unravel. Trump was very smart, in my view, and I love to give credit where it's due, by not going to that stupid Republican debate. Why go when you're 50, 60 points up in the polls? Seriously. That was a wise move. But we live in a 24/7 TV news cycle. The sound bites and psychobabble from the TV media talking heads who know nothing and who tell us absolutely nothing that is substantial. There's many people out there that claim that Trump is this and Trump is that. You know, people talk about the New York Jewish creditors who bailed out Trump several times to save him from bankruptcy. Well, good for Trump. Hey, man, you look for cash wherever you can. New York is full of Jewish bankers and creditors. He's a pretty good businessman overall. And people will say, well, that's shameless self-promotion, Von Wehunt. Well, good for him. You got to promote yourself in this life. Trump understands that. You're never going to get anywhere as a man if you're a wallflower. You're never going to make it with the ladies or make it in business or make it anywhere if you don't promote yourself at least a little bit. We have all these beta soy boy males now that can't stand an alpha male like Trump who promotes himself. Your host, I am an alpha male. I promote myself. I promote the show. I promote my business. I promote my interests. Damn right. And I will continue to. And I hope others do as well. Because alpha males love other alpha males. No problem with that. I always say I welcome the competition. No problem with that. What I don't like are beta males and soy boys getting mad because we're over the target zone and they don't like the Von Wehunt show having all the followers it has, having all the callers. They don't like that. We're growing. But what I like about our growth is we're growing quietly, stealthy, like a commando in the jungles of Vietnam. We're sneaking up on the enemy. We're undetected, baby. And they don't know that we are right under their nose watching their every move. And that's what I like about our growth. Our growth isn't that bombastic, hey, you know. And yeah, we do that once in a while. But my growth is more radio person to radio person, listener to listener, more one-on-one, more personal. If you like the show, you're going to know you like the show right from the get-go. You're going to know. It's that instinct that the Von Wehunt Show audience has. And a lot of shows don't have that. I heard several Rhino talk shows, national, big ones. And I'm thinking, how do these guys, now, don't get me wrong, these guys are far more successful than my show. They probably make millions of bucks a year, which I don't. But I'm thinking, these shows are so boring. The host is so boring. I mean, they literally read articles from the Wall Street Journal. There's nothing wrong with that. That's all they do is read articles. Well, they quote the USA Today said this. And the Wall Street Journal said this. And they never have an opinion of their own without reading an article. I talk to you from the heart, from the lion heart, from the guts, from my mind, my beautiful mind. I wasn't given $1 million, but I always say when I was coming up, I was given $1 million mind. How about that? If I had $1 million when I was 25, I'd be a multimillionaire by now for sure. But like you guys, I've always been a worker bee. We work, we work, we work. And the whole goal in life is to get your bills paid so you can live better than last year. While everyone's suffering in the Biden economy, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to live better. Outsmart Biden, outmaneuver him, outfly him. Run circles around that frickin' clown show. That's your mission. Don't get swallowed up in that Democrat morass. Don't get sucked into that vortex. The Democrat commie vortex. Terrible place to be. Well, this week, former House Speaker, if you recall, Newt Gingrich had this to say. He said that Barack Obama is running Joe Biden's presidency and making decisions. We've been talking about this for a while, my show. This is nothing new to us. But for the normies, this is new information. Gingrich said that Obama's running the Joe Biden presidency, and I'm glad to see that our insight and radio comments have finally made its way to the mainstream news stage. I'll give you a hint out there in radio land. Alternative news and commentary, like this show, is the best. And the tip of the spear, because we are not beholden to anyone, any place, or anything. We are totally free, like the wild, wild west, where we're based out of. Now, that's the genius of this show. Now, everyone's getting their nose bent out of joint this last week, too. Of the, you know, those 14 infamous words that are out there on the internet, radio land, some alt-right parts of the internet, which are great, by the way. Where it says, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Wow. Those words put fear and shock into the leftist, communist, and Marxist mind. Those soy boys who seek to destroy you, your family, and your nation. And this is why they fight so hard to silence you. Because the reason why they fight so hard is because their goal is to destroy you, to impoverish you. They want you so poor you can't fight. They want you to have not even two nickels to rub together. They want you constantly scrambling in the heat of the day to make a living while they plot against you. I speak the truth on this show, and you can take it or leave it. But the more you think about it, I am totally convinced that you will come right along with my line of thinking on these subjects. The big, big things of our day, the big headlines, you'll think right alongside me. Well, this is our epic episode 170 tonight, title theme, The Hawaiian Fire Aftermath. They started on August 31st, 2023. Now, Joe Biden is working on an aid package against Ukraine. Forget this, $23 billion. But if you live in Maui tonight, you got $700 in a burned-out home. How does that make you feel, Mr. and Mrs. Hawaii? This country is now Ukraine first. It's now Israel first. It's not America first, unfortunately. Unbelievable what's going on. America First, I know it's a tough concept for most politicians in America, with a K. And did you ever ask yourself why? Well, I've researched it. Did you know? In our Did You Know segment, that the majority, not all, but I've read in several places that appear legit, that the majority of our congressmen and women, or at least a sizable minority at the very least, right now has a dual citizenship with the country of Israel. That says a lot. Unreal. No wonder they're not America First. No wonder. If you're a citizen of Israel, let's say, in Ukraine or some other place, plus America, it's no longer about America First. It's about globalism. And you're just hedging your bets because you're not sure if America's going to fall. And if it does, you want a country to go to. See, all these congressmen and Roman senators are all trying to feather their nest. I get it. They're trying to be ahead of the curve. They're trying to be overly clever. I get it. The problem is you're suffering on Main Street USA. They don't give a rat's ass about that, do they? It's going to go on and on. And at some point, this is not going to go well. I'm just telling you that these people don't care about us. They only care about themselves more and more. Music of our ancestors. I love that. Love the ending to that. That's awesome. Well, Democrats say that they do not feel safe in their own Democrat cities. In a Democrat-controlled city, what did you really expect? Law and order with a defunded police department. Peace and tranquility? Really? Well, you've all heard of that independent counsel, Jack Smith. His indictments of Donald Trump, in my view, are unconstitutional because among a litany of other reasons, Trump was already tried and acquitted, I may add, in the Roman Senate of ours of any wrongdoing. It's double jeopardy, or triple jeopardy in this case, quadruple jeopardy to keep indicting him over and over over the same things. Now, they claim that they're different charges. They're really one of the same things. How about that phone call, which, by the way, there were attorneys on the line from the White House who cleared it. No wrongdoing. And Biden and Hunter, his son, have done far, far worse anyway. Trump did nothing wrong in my book. The one thing Trump did do wrong is not pardoning the January 6th troops that he sent down to Capitol Hill. If you want to be a general, if you want to be the commander-in-chief, you send men in harm's way. Whether it's declared war or not, you better have their effing back. That's my beef with Trump right there. And you had 2 weeks to pardon them, and you did nothing because you ran scared. You ran scared? Sorry. Oh, I know there was all this legal mumbo-jumbo advice. Don't do it. Screw those guys. They're expendable. They claim that, oh, we didn't think they were going to be locked away for 3 years. Yeah, I could have told you that. If your attorneys didn't know that, then fire them. Get some new attorneys. They know what the hell they're talking about. Those guys are naive and inexperienced. Get rid of them. Fire them. You do not need naive attorneys around you. If you're the president, you want street fighters, people that know street justice, street knowledge, intel, and book smarts. You need it all, man. You need it all. We cannot go forward with this penny-ante, pussy-footing around. Oh, I didn't know. Nobody told me. Nobody taught me. All these naive, stupid things they say. If that's how stupid the law class is in the White House, I'd fire every single one of them, along with those trainee generals. Get rid of them, too. Oh, I'd clean house. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. I would march into the Pentagon with an entourage. I'd have a list, and I want all those people to report in front of me, and I would tell them all if the camera was rolling, thank you for your service. You're now fired. Get the hell out of here. Pack your shit and go home. You're done. You're done. That's what I would tell. Dismissed. And walk right out. The press would go nuts. But I want them to go nuts. I'm crazy like a fox. Oh, there's plenty more where that came from. Trust me. I'm very imaginative of how things should be and the right way they should be. Ukraine, America's given them $125 billion in counting of your hard-earned tax dollars. Now, under Trump, there was no war in Ukraine. I love facts. With the dementia senile patient named Joe Biden that was installed in office, and that's when the Ukraine war broke out. Unbelievable. $700 big bucks for you people in Hawaii. Don't forget that. You're a big Democrat state. Many people have chastised you on social media that you guys voted for all this. Well, in a way you did. In a way you did. Now, there's a new virus supposedly coming out. I told you that earlier in the monologue. And it's called ID-10T, which is a nice acronym for idiot. Unbelievable. Now, the elites will sit back and they'll laugh again when billions of people put their mask on. And the talking heads and the corrupt fake news media will push you to the max. They'll be in their mega yachts, smiling, high-fiving each other, and laughing their asses off when they can snow billions of people like you and all of us in the radio land to follow their plandemic mandates yet again. They love that power, right? And our lapdog, corrupt, bought, and paid-for media, they'll go right along with it, as well as the deep state politicians. Oh, we're so glad you're here tonight for the show. It's going to be a big one. We've got a lot of calls already in the studio green room. And when you're called, be ready. And I want you to come out swinging. Americano style, Rocky Balboa style. When they give you the floor, get the floor hard and make it happen, you know? And again, for the new callers, 563-999-3437. We are going the distance on this show. Rest assured. That's right. Life is a fight. The sooner you realize that, the better. In America, your greatest sin is your weakness. And with that, let's get to American Scotch in the EMP in Louisiana and many, many others. American Scotch, welcome to the Von Wien Show. And again, sir, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Von. I'm good. It's been a busy week. At least we've got a little bit more sorted out about Hawaii. Quite a few bits of information coming in there. And, of course, this Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County arrest. You know, I mean, where do you want to begin? I mean, the fact that the mugshot has no height marker behind it, it clearly isn't a typical mugshot like anybody else. Any one of us were to get thrown into the Fulton County jailhouse, you know, it's just peculiar. Everything's odd. It's just odd. I'm not saying anything up or down, but you know what? I'm asking questions because I got so many questions and nobody answers them. But everyone wants to hate on Trump, and Trump is this and Trump is that. And, you know, especially in the alt-right community, everyone hates on Trump. And I used to kind of understand it, but now I'm not. I'm kind of asking this question. What if Trump never even came down the escalator in 2015 and announced his presidency? Where would we be as a country right now? You know, I'll never forget, you know, being in the stock market, you kind of look, you know, you read charts, you know, you read graphs, you study technical analysis, and stocks can do one of three things. They go up, they go down, or they go sideways. And it kind of dawned on me years ago when I was studying that, you know, it's kind of like light. You know, things are going good, things are going kind of sideways, you're just kind of treading water, or they're going down. And I ask people that just love to bag on this guy. You know, is this country, is it better off for the 4 years that he was in office? Is it worse off because of the 4 years he was in office, or is it indifferent? Did it make a difference neither here nor there? And I kind of pose that to some guys in some chats the last couple of days, and I really get no answers. I get nothing. I mean, where would we be at if Hillary Clinton was in the middle of her second consecutive term right now? We would not.
Can you imagine that? I know.
I mean, that's kind of like, you know, it's like when you're crying as a kid and you're whining and you're being a little ass about something and your father says, you know, you better quit your crying or I'll give you something to cry about. And that's kind of how I'm feeling with a lot of Americans today. I know things aren't easy, but you know something? You don't know what the alternative timeline could have handed all of us. This woman 7 years ago, remember, she was going to put the pedal to the metal on NAFTA and the Far East Asian Treaty, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, all of the free trade agreements that were just ready to roll, penned by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, that was ready to go, like, I mean, en masse, everything. We're talking every single job dismantling, market crushing, American crushing job. Trade deal was going to be rubber stamped every which way from Sunday. And we would never have had the new agreement that Trump penned for Mexico, Canada, the MCUSA deal, which was tremendous. I mean, people forget we've had 3.5 years of bullshit. Granted, I believe me, I get it. I know. But they forget how good things were from 16 until 2020. I mean, it was every other week there was a record-breaking announcement from CNBC or Fox Business about Trump's numbers coming in better than expected on jobless reports, better than expected on earnings, better than expected on construction starts or real estate figures and other statistics. It was just nonstop home run after home run. And what was he doing? What was he doing? He was slapping China with tariffs. It wasn't a newfound mystical thing. But all presidents since, honestly since, I would say Gerald Ford, when globalism really started getting drunk down, tariffs were just a complete no-no. It was absolutely forbidden. It was verboten for an American president to even think about slapping a tariff. How dare you? That's protectionism. That's isolationism. We need to be globalists now. That's all French for Jewish shit. That's all they think about, because Jews have no true country. They have no homeland. They have no true identity. The world is their home. They believe it that way.
They do.
And Trump flew
That's
in the
true.
Face of that. So for these guys that just swear up and down that Trump's a Jew, you know, I'm looking around, and I don't see the Jews winning on any damn thing right now. Maybe I'm screwed up, but I don't see Hollywood coming back anytime soon, ever, and it's not gonna. I don't see the Federal Reserve doing well. It's got a fence around it. It's been shut up. The IRS building's been shut down for 2 years. I see D.C. a ghost town still, and there's been no real virus from the original excuses before, and now we're going through the idiot, the ID10T variant coming up. Here we go. And people just are not – they just don't sit down and say, you know something, maybe I screwed up on the assessment of this guy. I'm not saying he's a saint. Nobody's saying that. So when – it's like I'm arguing with liberals, even on the alt-right community. They have a very aggravating way of justifying their position. They live in an idealized world like liberals do. I don't care if you're driving a Tesla and you believe in wind farms and green energy. Most of the alt-right Natsoc guys I run into, they think they're going to bring Hitler back. We're going to kick out all the ethnics, and America's going to be 100% white. Now, that's as crazy, strange,
You know what I'm saying? I say, sick Heil, motherfuckers. Take that.
Exactly. Well, exactly. I mean, I understand why
they
want to do it.
They're in the right place.
But America, you know, America is not 1930s Germany. It's just not. It's got diverse. It is.
Right. It
you
is.
Know, our,
I've always said
our
that too.
Fascism would, our fascism would be like Spain's or like Romania's under Codru. Or what's his
name?
I can't
remember.
You know what I'm saying?
We're too diverse now. We've got, and they're making it worse, and they want to. It's about bringing the third world over to all white, predominantly white Western nations, and making them more third world, where they will never rise up again. And they're doing it.
Right.
In Canada, UK, America.
UK.
New Zealand is gone. Australia is gone. South Africa's gone. They're winning. See, I look at the chessboard, and I see them winning. They're winning all these countries. You don't see them, you know, pushing millions of Africans into Japan or China or, God forbid, Israel or Peru. Or let's think of another. Let's say I don't see them going over to, you know, South Korea, you know. It's always about the white Western nations. It's a common theme. We all know their agenda. It's to break down these societies. They want rampant crime. They want them to be mongrelized nations that they feel that they can more easily rule over, is the bottom line. They know the white man and woman, like you and me and others, we have this thing called a brain. A mind. We have opinions and strong opinions. And historically, we're used to fighting for those opinions, and they don't like that. They don't want that. And the new countries of the future, they don't want that. And they already call them smart cities, right? Pretty soon we'll have smart countries, which is really a nice, slick code for a dumb country and a dumb city full of third world people that don't know their history. Don't know their language or anything, and that's what they want. Dumb everything down so they can be easily ruled over by the elites. Go ahead, sir. How do you get that?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, everything's smart, smart this, smart that, a smart thermometer in your home. It's all to digitally imprison you. I mean, there was a great meme. I'll have to try to find it and repost it. But the acronym SMART stands for it's a way to imprison people without them realizing it, being tracked, being traced, being monitored. And yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
Now it's interesting. You know, that's one of the big things when I get into discussions with people, they bring up the immigration, and I believe me, I know it's a worrisome thing, but here's the deal. We don't really know what's going on with all that. Now, I was listening to a program today that was a pretty good guy out of El Paso. He lives right on the border. He has got eyes on that issue at Juarez all the time. And he is noticing a huge military buildup of U.S. personnel, APVs, tanks, et cetera. I mean, we're talking heavy-duty equipment flooding into El Paso right there on the border for some sort of an event. He doesn't know what it is. He didn't really hypothesize. But other people are noticing the same thing at Laredo, at the same thing at Nogales, the same thing near TJ. They're noticing the same thing, the same buildup. And remember what happened with all those immigrants that we were so happily fed, the multimedia from Fox and CNN and MSNBC. They were coming across the border in these huge droves, brand new clothes. They had brand new backpacks.
Yes.
Brand new sweats.
Gucci shoes and watches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brand new hoodies. Brand new cell phones.
Who's buying them all that?
Exactly. Who gave these phones and this apparel to these people? Who funded it? More importantly, and we've talked about this before, we kind of spitballed this a few months ago. Everybody knows there's a tracker on your phone. If you don't know that now, you do now, okay? Everybody's phone is tracking them. Now, you don't have to get a chip under your skin a la the Book of Revelation to kind of fall into that trap. Everybody that I know has got a smartphone. You're being tracked. You're being listened to all the time. If you've got a brand new car, more than likely you've got one of those help me softwares like the OnStar, et cetera, in your car. It's doing the
same
thing.
It's you,
monitoring you all
the
time.
By the way.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's monitoring you all the time. Whether you've subscribed to that and turned it on or not, it is listening to you all the time. Your phone is listening to you all the time. Alexa, Siri, all of these things are listening to you all the time. The other thing that we talked about, all these clothes and these backpacks these kids and these people got, you know, Samsung Smart Dust is not just some crazy wild-eyed conspiracy theory. You can find the patent on it. I'll find it. I'll post it. So the theory is a lot of these people, if not all of them, have been given a cell phone. It wasn't just because everybody wanted to be, you know, Santa Claus and be kind to them. They were given them the phone to track them. All the new clothes and the backpacks supposedly may have smart dust all over the place in this apparel that they're wearing and that they're carrying. So if you've got a brand new iPhone, most people that I know, they will make sure they've got that iPhone on before they've checked to make sure that they've changed their underwear for the day. That's the important thing.
Right.
And everybody's mind is not forgetting their phone. Are we tracking these people? That's the question. And right now the evidence
is pointing. Did you just say smart dust? Is there a thing called smart dust?
It literally is
smart dust.
Trackable.
Yeah.
They're like super small nano-sized chips. And they can dump it into clothing. They can dump it into anything. And people are putting it on.
Screwed.
They can put it on their clothes.
We are totally screwed.
It's scary shit. It's scary, scary
it is.
Shit. But
it is. I've heard that before, smart dust. Yeah.
Smart dust. And it's made by Samsung out of South Korea. It's a real thing. I will find it. I mean, I think Panasonic's got a patent on it, too, out of Japan. And I think Toshiba Japan's got it, too. I mean, there's more than one manufacturer for this stuff. So
I have a funny question for you, American Scotch. Can my audience buy stock in this? We can profit off of the New World Order beast system.
Oh,
we
all
become like instant millionaires if we invest in smart dust.
Oh,
hey, man,
bet.
I'm always looking at the angles. You know that. I'm always thinking ahead, going, hey, how can we benefit from this thing, you know? We need more guns and ammo. I know that. So,
For some reason, South Korea's got a real handle on it. I think LG and Samsung both are big on it, and of course, the Japanese are right behind it. But I'll find the patent of it and I'll post it. It's no joke.
Yeah, I want to see it.
So,
interesting.
You know, the whole thing with January 6th, the whole thing with the border. You know, January 6th, there's a whole lot of murkiness there, too. I mean, we know that the Ashley Babbitt murder was a staged op. That was fake.
Mm-hmm.
Fake blood, a fake shooter. He wasn't even shooting at her. You know, she fell off the ladder real convenient. I mean, it was just it was a joke. It was like something out of a bad play off Broadway. It was terrible. Terrible. So we don't really know what's going on with the J6 prisoners. We, you know, clearly the J6 panel was just a joke. That went nowhere.
Totally.
And like
totally.
You said,
yes, sir.
You know, Trump's indictments is just opening the door for all the other presidents. That was unthinkable 5 years ago. It was unthinkable.
Well,
Obama,
it's also like double and triple jeopardy here. I mean, they're trying to indict him on the same thing over and over and over again. That's unconstitutional. And the Senate's already ruled on this stuff. And that's what gets me, these are really unconstitutional indictments. And if I was a judge, I'd throw them out. Unconstitutional.
Well, you know,
done. Get out of my courtroom. I would yell at those Democrats.
You're the first person.
I am one in a million.
Yeah, you're the first person I've noticed that has announced and that reminded people of the Senate's acquittal of Trump. So that's very important because they threw the kitchen sink at him during those impeachment charges. And that was two of them.
I watched this stuff.
He got he was acquitted twice. So are you telling me that they have recycled the same exact charges that the Senate found him innocent of
But a lower court is going to try to make traction of that. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd.
He was already impeached twice about the same allegations, and both times he was acquitted. You see, you cannot indict. So, and they're just all they're doing, they're rearranging the chairs, folks, on the Titanic. They're trying to make it sound like new charges. They're snooping you. They are more Democrat lies and BS. These are not new charges. They only rearrange same charges in the language, the lingo. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Let's just remember the mountain, the Himalayan mountain level of evidence that Trump and his team is going to present on the fraud and on the election that Biden's team does not have. I mean, the size of the rallies alone, that's all you need to see. And the size of the gymnastic auditoriums when everybody's socially distanced for Biden, he couldn't even fill a middle school basketball court. And Trump is having a hard time stuffing 50,000 people into a venue. He's breaking records that Elton John and Aerosmith had made in the same venue.
Right.
And this is a politician. I mean, and people think there's actually a dogfight here, like there's actually some legitimate reason that Biden's team's got to counter Trump's evidence. People, I mean, am I the only one that remember Mike Lindell's video of all of the data coming across the oceans from China and from Europe hitting our servers?
Oh, yeah.
That has still not been shown in court yet.
Oh, right, because the Democrats run the court system. They don't want to let out. Right. They don't want to let out.
But that has not hit a courtroom yet because of
– I know.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of time before all of this comes out, and Americans are going to have some serious soul searching. They're going to have to say, wow, I was really fucking wrong on this guy. Is he a saint? Like I
That's
said,
right.
No. But he's done so many things right, and people love to jump on the vaccine. People, you were not forced to get it, okay? And don't tell me, oh, I was going to lose my job. So you lose your job. You go get another one. What does a job do for you when you're 6 feet under in the dirt? What good did that decision do you or your family when you're dead? It didn't do you any good. You didn't stand up for yourself. I mean, you're no different than the Patriots in Boston. And you know what? I don't want to throw that tea in. That's a waste of good tea. That's silly. I don't want to do that. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to do that.
That's
I'm not
right.
going to ride and go warn the – can you imagine Paul Revere? Paul, we need you to get on your horse and go warn the other people. I don't want to do that. I've got a pretty good job down at the harbor, guys. I don't want to fuck that up. Are you kidding me?
Paul Revere today would take selfies along the way. He would never warn them in time to grab the guns. He'd be too busy posting them to TikTok, making TikTok videos, posting them to Facebook and the Internet, the Paul Revere of today. I mean, and he'd be too busy trying to make his hair purple or green, and he'd be too busy not even knowing if he was a boy or a girl. Am I trans? Am I not trans? Should I go into the men's room in Concord or the ladies' room and I will I park my horse? No, it's seriously. That's how bad America's fallen so far. Let me ask you a quick question, American Scotch, and then we'll get on to EMP here. I have a question from the audience. This has come up in some circles on Gab and elsewhere about birds, actual birds. Do you think, are they real or drones from the NSA spying on us or some kind of Chinese psyop? I mean, it sounds kind of funny to our listeners, but I've actually seen people post up about this, about these birds. What's your take on just regular birds flying around? Or even if you have one.
I didn't see the post about the birds. I know that they've been putting out like these little smart bugs, like they look like a fly.
Right.
They look like a hornet, and it's not. Like it's a straight up like nanobot. Like what the hell is this, right? I mean,
right, like the murder hornets from last year.
I know somebody, I wish I'd have posted it, but I know somebody shot a helicopter, I believe it was in Florida, that was literally releasing mosquitoes at about 2,000 feet above the crowd. And you could see
Wow.
All of the yeah. I mean, I was like, okay. And the first thing I said on Gab was like, whoever's got a gun in the crowd needs to shoot that bastard down, dude. If I saw somebody dumping mosquitoes like that over me, are you? I wouldn't even hold back on that. There's no way in hell. You got kids in there. They're potentially spreading malaria deliberately. I'm telling you, man, people, we are in a war. This is a straight up, this is a kind of war we've never seen before. We were never taught this in history books. It's the next generational, fifth dimensional, whatever you want to call it. And it's a real deal. It's a real thing. The border's a part of it. The January 6th, you know, PSYOP was a part of it. You know, the whole thing about the January 6th inmates, we don't even know if they're real. I mean, honestly, we don't really even know what is real, literally, at all. Nothing. We don't
know.
Are
the January 6th inmates real or not? Now, that's interesting.
Honestly, the only reason we think they're real is because we see them on TV. We see a report on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I can dig up reports on all sorts of things on social media that we know are probably BS.
Yep. People have said they're crisis acts. I mean, or they're feds or whatever, but interesting stuff, man. Another quick question for the audience. Nassan and Jassara. You know about those programs?
That's a real thing. Well, that's a real thing. When you dig into that, and I'll post some stuff about that here in a few minutes.
Yeah,
you
post the stuff. We'll get to that on by next week for sure, man.
Yeah. Let's just pick that up next week. But just a quick answer.
Yeah.
It's all about the farmers. People think that it's just about a big gold giveaway. No, it's about the farmers in the United States, and this has been in place since, I believe, the 60s or 70s. So it's a very real thing.
Okay.
Very interesting stuff.
Good deal.
Yeah.
American Scotch, always a pleasure having you on the show, man. Love it. You're a very interesting caller. Lots of news and intel you bring and the interesting stuff, man. Have a great – I love your posts on Gab, man. I repost a lot of them. Find them – and you get some great videos, by the way. I love that stuff, man.
You got some
great stuff. We are happy to put it out there, man, and educate people with it, you know? So,
yep.
Thanks so much.
We'll
have a great night, sir.
Yeah, guys.
You know
you
it.
Too.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much. You bet. Thanks so much. American Scotch from Wyoming. Wow, great call. Good stuff. Let's get to EMP in the swamps of Louisiana. How are you doing, sir? Are you there tonight? Are you a swamp creature or a patriot? EMP, you're on the air. Is EMP there?
You're
or not?
Here.
Great.
I'm here. I'm
about to give you the
here,
countdown. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
What's going on?
When you were talking earlier about alpha males, I just say one more thing about alpha men. I tend to believe that women, a majority of women, want alpha males, and a vast majority of women want alpha males. You know, that's just the way things
they do.
Just the way things, you know?
They do.
So these people that think that people want these soy boys and, you know, everything else like that, that's not right. That's not how nature works.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
It's
totally agree.
It.
Well, an alpha male, you've got to, you know, I'm a rampant heterosexual, I always say. Not a gay bone in my family tree, trust me. We're all straight and narrow. That good German stock. I've always had a thing for the opposite sex. And the thing is women and men are put here by God. And as I've always said, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, right? You got to promote yourself as a guy. And if you're every man's goal, to his extent, to his abilities, should be to try to get to alpha male status, because one, you'll think better, you'll live better, you will feel better. You just will. That's why these are guys on the left that are – now, that doesn't mean you everyone's got to be like Trump and a billionaire. No, no, no. You can be a guy in a pickup truck in the backwoods with a shotgun, you know, hunting duck or out there. It's not about money. It's about your attitude, right? And women will respond to that. And men will respond to that. And you'll feel better. Again, you'll just get – that's why the Democrat, they're full of cringe guys, soy boys. They're weak, weak beta males that, you know, are – they don't know if they're a man or a woman. That's your first clue. A lot of them don't. And a lot of them, I've always said, they're very effeminate. When I was coming up, a lot of effeminate guys, you know. And, look, I'm not saying that well, there's an old phrase, you've heard this before, EMP, real men wear pink, right? Well, I've got a pink polo shirt. When I wear a pink polo shirt, which is pretty, you know, in the summer here, I wear lots of orange and red are my favorites, but I got a pink polo shirt, and nobody ever, I mean, to me, it's a cool-looking shirt. But it's very acceptable out here in Arizona in the Southwest, like a golf shirt, right? But I don't care. I don't care. And everyone knows you don't care, that it's just a polo shirt, and that's how they'll just talk to you. Now, if you're in the backwoods of Alabama, nobody wears stuff like that there. You know, or maybe Georgia or something, or Texas, or Gunslinger List. There's different little fashions in every part of the country. So what one group, and so there's also cultural differences and stuff, but the bottom line is an alpha male will promote himself, promote his business, promote his family, and he's a builder in society, a builder, not a destroyer, bottom line. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, what gets the Democrats is this guy, this Trump guy. He is an alpha male.
Right. You know? He is. He's what I call an uber alpha male. I mean, it doesn't mean that you don't make a mistake. Trump has made the mistakes. I agree with American Scotch. He did more good than bad. And I'll leave it with that. But again, you know, again, Trump's a product of New York City. You're a product of Louisiana, right? You're a product of your environment, of your culture, where you grew up, your friends, things kind of like that. You know, when I went out to California, for vacation for a week or so, the guys are running out there with surfboards wearing Bermuda shorts. Well, you know, nobody in Missouri or Louisiana would be caught dead wearing those. You know, those are those long kneecap thing, or they'll be wearing a, but that's what they want to look like when they're at the beach. Okay. But again, it's all cultural. It's all, now those guys tackle waves way out there that I wouldn't want to go after. I mean, those are massive waves. And I was watching them surf, drinking a Dos Equis from the beach bar. Okay, that's my – I love to watch it, right? And I have surfed before back in the day, but I would like to get back into that stuff. But anyway, every man needs to figure out where he's at, where he's from, and act accordingly and try to build – build up your family, your home, your business, your job, whatever it is. Builders. Trump's a builder. He built companies. He built hotels. He built resorts. That's the most distinctive thing about an alpha male, is you'll always notice they build and create things. Build and create. They do not destroy. They try not to, unless they're in war. And that's different.
You know, and that's, you know? Look, down here in Louisiana, we have a special group of people that they're real men, and they go after these things called alligators. And they're a couple of small people. You know, and that, those are real men. That's a manly mm-hmm. job to go after those alligators.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
You know, so
absolutely.
We have our own session of real men. I mean, yeah, we have some builders down here, but we have our guys that do a certain thing and do a job that needs to be done. See, Trump's job, if and when he does get back in, it's a job that needs to be done. He needs to come. Somebody like him or him, they need to come in here and throw out all the rules and play by the rules that are set forward. Sometimes you got to play by the rules that are set forward, right, by the other right. side. The other side has set forward.
EMP, I think we lost you there, buddy. Call back to the show. We'll be happy to get you on to the air. But, yeah, alpha males are involved in dangerous activities. They take risks. They're builders, they're fighters, warriors. You will not have a nation, a good, strong nation, without alpha males, put it that way. With that, let's get to Kat in Canada. Maybe EMP will call us back. Kat, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight? How's it going?
I'm doing well, Vaughn. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Doing good. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
What's new and exciting in Canada? There's a lot going on up there, I know, you know?
Well, I mean, you say your country's gone to pot with fags, but I think ours takes the cake on that one. Actually, I think Trudeau just issued a warning to Canadians going into the United States to make sure they check the state laws, because you guys are so discriminatory against fags. So good for you.
Well, you know, I mean, no, they're running rampant all over these. See, we've encouraged it. I've said this for years. It's kind of funny, though, but I've always said this, that why don't we have a part of the military? I've always said we should have a brigade, call it the Gay Brigade. Seriously. And if you want to serve, you can be separated, completely separate. They can have pink Jeeps and pink tanks. Here is the catch. You're first to go in and you're last to leave. In other words, we've killed all of our good alpha males over all these wars. And what's left in these countries are all the faggots, to be honest. Think about it. You kill off your warrior class. You kill them off. They come back in body bags. What do you have left? Well, think about it. Some truth to that.
Well,
what do you think?
You wouldn't need nukes, because you guys would have sexually transmitted diseases.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's disgusting. So disgusting. You know, here's the funny. I was talking to a friend of mine about this over a beer and some nachos just last week. I said, when I was a little boy, okay, we always knew there were faggots out there. In fact, there were some funny ones in Hollywood, like Paul Lynde or those people in the movies, right? But we used to laugh at them. We knew they were a faggot and a fairy, and they were Hollywood people. And you go about your business. I always thought it was like 1% of America, or not even that, maybe even like 0.1%, were actually gay. Hate to say it, but over time, I have realized that there's a lot of them here, a lot. And there it seems to be spreading like a contagion. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get it. But I was saying the world is like Sodom and Gomorrah. It's full of facts. It is full of these mental illness, these people that are deranged and delusional, complete degeneracy, faggotry, and fuckery. There, I said it. And I will not take back one of those words. And you know it's true. They're everywhere now. Disgusting.
Yeah. It's just another way. The Kalergi plan is rolling forward full force, right? They attack us with our sexuality. As you and EMP were talking about, they attack masculinity because they know that if masculinity was present in the country, they would not be getting away with what they're getting away with. Do you think that they would be able to run drag queen shows and protect them if they're real men? Do you think that they would
absolutely
allow
not
drag queen shows if mothers stayed home and raised their own kids? Right?
No way.
So they,
I agree
they with
you.
Masculinity and they attack femininity, and they actually get the two to attack each other.
That's right.
I know you guys were talking about soy boys, but to be fair, from a woman's perspective, the same goes for women. We are degenerate and we're feminists. What kind of a man wants a feminist OnlyFans whore raising his kids? He's not.
No man that I know of. No real man, put it that way. Now, don't get me wrong. They might go over to her apartment and beg her, to be blunt, and or date her, to be nice. You know what I mean? But they would never consider, unless she was just a diamond in the rough in that 0.1%. But most of the time, the answer is no. They would have fun with her, date her, and move on. That's right.
Yeah.
Chalk it up as experience and move on. Had some fun with her.
Yep.
I like her, but she's not permanent material, or what guys would call marriage material, and they would move on. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Every guy's got a few girlfriends back in the day like that. They were just fun to hang out with for a little while, for a couple months, and or 6 months, whatever the case is, and move on. And I agree. These women that are uber feminists and stuff and say, I hate men. But then they go and they put videos out, and at the same breath, they want a man to fall in love with them. It doesn't work that way, ladies.
Yeah.
You can't say you hate a man, and then you want a man to fall in love with you. And the same goes true for men.
Or they find themselves on the side of the road with a flat tire, and, well, you don't need a man, so change your tire.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you, men have been chastised. You're right. They've attacked masculinity, the normal, natural chivalry. I tell them, there is no chivalry now. They go, what? You got rid of it. You told us not to be chivalrous. The media told us, do not be chivalrous. Or that's, you're patronizing her, blah, 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 right? So
yep.
I knew guys that would walk into an office building and there was a woman right behind them and they would let the door fly right in her face. They would do that because, one, they didn't care anymore. And they were just tired of all the propaganda. And they said, if this is what they want, this is what they're going to get. And they get dealt with a bad relationship. They're just on a, so these women, a lot of them, not so much the young ones of your age, but your forebears all wanted a career. And let's face it, feminism was hijacked by the Jewish women of New York. It's true. Look at their last names. Look at the leaders of the feminist movement. They're all New York, Mrs. Goldstein, Jewish women, predominantly.
Yep.
Mrs. Goldberg,
yep.
Mrs. Goldstein. And
well,
you got these Gentile women to hate men. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, same with what's her name? Margaret Sanger. She's Jewish as well. She was the one who founded Planned Parenthood. And I see a lot of men complaining that there's no worthy women, and I hear a lot of women complain that there's no worthy men, and there seems to be this battle of the sexes where we like to point fingers and blame the other person, but you need to look at yourself and see what you are doing to make yourself better.
Whether
you're a man or a woman, if you are worthy, then the opposite sex will try to be worthy of you. It goes both ways. But that's how they destroy the family unit. they know that the nuclear family is the backbone of a healthy, thriving nation, and that is what they're attacking.
And I couldn't agree more.
And feminism, I mean, you know, when men talk about feminism, women blame them for being, what's that word, an incel, or, you know,
yeah.
Involuntary celibate, or, you know, maybe if it comes from a woman, then they would listen. Because they could tell you, Vaughn, mm-hmm. if you start talking against feminism, they could say, well, you don't have a uterus, so you don't have an opinion. But guess what? I am a woman. And this is me saying that it is the biggest lie. It is a slavery. If you are convinced that being a slave for a boss who can replace you in 2 seconds, that's more worthy than being a wife in your home, working for a husband that you love with children that you're raising, how is being a corporate slave better than that?
Oh, I totally agree. My own mother, you know, you don't always have to look much beyond your own family, right, to know the answers to a lot of these questions. My mother had a little career, like a lot of women do. She was a salesperson for Kimberly Clark up there in Minnesota, Chicago, and she got transferred to California. And the San Bernardino, when it used to be nice, now it's a ghetto, hellhole. Don't go to San Bernardino, folks, seriously. But bottom line is all the women, when I was growing up, of her genre, you know, coming up, they were homemakers. They were called the happy homemakers. And a lot of them, my mom had an Avon route or a Tupperware route. That was their little income stream. In fact, my mother was so successful at Avon, she won a bunch of awards because she was selling, I remember, the whole one room dedicated to Avon bags. And I used to run from house to house because I was a sprinter and I was fast. And I used to run from house to house and put the Avon books on the doors there in California. And I would run and she'd pay me $5-$10 in a lunch or something, and I was super happy to still – I could get my running in, help out my family, my mom, and she would say, here's a bunch of books. Go up there and put them on the doors. I'd say, sure. And as a kid, you don't care, right? I just thought, this helps out the family. This helps out my mom. And then the orders would start coming in, and they'd start pouring in, you know. But I'm saying a lot of women back in the day, that was their career. What the feminist movement has done was it destroyed the family. It was designed to destroy the family. It was designed to make women like little men and to covet a paycheck, like you said, and be a corporate slave. So they bought into this crap that your family is enslaving you, and they transferred that to work in corporate America, who actually will enslave you. I can tell you, working in corporate America, that women work a ton of uncompensated overtime. They'll do anything, quote unquote, for a paycheck because the corporate America is their new god. It's not their husband. Most of them don't have kids. They're 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever. They never had a family. Their god is working and making money. And they're the ones with 20 cats in an empty house and no good memories. Pretty pathetic, actually. Very sad that a lot of them bought into it. Very sad. But they did. And I think when this political madness is over, as I always say, people are going to look back and go, I wasted my life. I wasted my 40 years in corporate America. A lot of women are going to be crying in a river full of tears when they realize that the store's closed. I'm barren. I'm no longer fertile. I can't go back and do anything. When they hit that brick wall, when reality hits everybody hard, that's going to hit them really hard because they bought into it so deeply. And when they realized it was all a lie, designed to destroy you, man, that's a big pill to swallow. A lot of women are going to, you know, the smart women are the ones now that are going, hey, I want, and by the way, while I'm talking here on the show, there's lightning going off in Arizona. Did you hear that? Love lightning. That's a good sign. But anyway, yeah, there's just a lot of people that are going to be crying the blues. And we're seeing it now with all these videos on Twitter and elsewhere on YouTube. And look, it's not natural for a woman to want to work 70 hours a week for a corporate faceless master. It's not normal. Men have to do it because they have bills to pay. And a lot of guys go, well, I can't find a wife in America, so I'm going to go overseas. At least men have a reason why they seek out a foreign wife, because they can't find one here. I know guys that have looked, can't find one. And they go, okay, I don't want to do this, but if I don't find a girlfriend by next year, I'm out of here, man. Tired of trying. Tired of looking. Tired of the game. Tired of all the feminazis they meet out there. Women that demand this and demand that. We haven't even been on the first date yet. Wow. And American women are the worst about that. We have some real gems here. Some great women. But the problem is, like I always say, they get picked up very, very quickly by a smart man. And what's left is, well, is what's left. And that's why guys go, I don't like what's left. And, you know, you get to that 40 to 50 year stretch in life and they go, I don't see things getting any better. So it's time to make some big decisions here about my future, about things like that. So, yeah, I mean, I always say, American men, I give them credit. They give their women, first right of refusal. But if they refuse them and reject them, which they love to do, they go, okay, now we're on to plan B. That's how most men think. I know guys that are like that right now. And they go, I'm giving it one more year. I go, okay, you know what happens. Keep me posted. But with women too, I mean, there's not one side to blame. The people that are way above our pay grade have so effed up our society and they made it a toxic dating thing. And we'll talk more about this in my Bachelor show this coming Tuesday. These are the things that we will be talking about on the new Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy show on this Tuesday. It ties in with politics and all these things. Sure. The first Tuesday of every month is that show. You know, it's sad in a way that they destroyed millions of lives on both sides, men and women, who could have maybe met, maybe start. See, in my view, women come to the table with some, God gave you some great gifts. Gave you some wonderful, wonderful personality traits that men like. And God made men a certain way. We like to, it's true, we like to build, we like to see. We're just curious, can we do it? Can we build that thing? Can we go across that hill? Yes, we can. By God, we can. It's the way it is, you know. It's like the yin and the yang, what they say in Asia, right? Well, it's a beautiful thing when it's put together. It's a composite. It's a, you know, it's what makes the world go around, right? Well, what are your final thoughts to Americans tonight on all fronts, Catwoman?
Well, I mean, it sounds quite bleak, but I mean, nature cannot be denied, right? So we always end up going back to nature. And I actually have a lot of hope for the next generation because they, when we were teenagers, we rebelled against what was socially normal, right? They're countercultural. So if you look at what our culture is turning into, these teenagers are countercultural. They are catching on, and they are seeing through things. And actually, there's quite a few, a growing number of what we call Zoomers. You know, this is, they're in their late teens, early 20s, and the tide could be turning with them.
I hope so, and I think you're right. Yes, I think you're spot on. I see a lot of really young people, and we're all young, but I mean uber young, you know. And they're looking at the situation, and now the right wing, the alt right, et cetera, they have great memes, and they're educating them. And I love a lot of things I see on like Lincoln's Telegram channel and others, and on Gab and elsewhere. It's wonderful. And I think that, yeah, that's – and memes to me are – people don't have time to read these. Here's these guys and gals that post these two-page, three-page – you know, it's like a policy wonk paper about – people don't have time to read all that. And I hate to say it, but I doubt if many do. I'd only read the first paragraph. If it grabs me, I'll keep reading. If it doesn't, if it looks boring, I go, okay, I get the gist of this, and I kind of move on. Point, click, move, right? But memes are great. You can pack in a lot of messages in a meme. And so no one can meme like the right wing or experts at it. We are the best at memes. I love memes. I post memes all the time. We have the best meme makers on the right and the alt-right. And it's good stuff. And I'm glad the youth are reading it, and they're internalizing it, and they're realizing, hey, there were some good things back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. But they're realizing, okay, things got to a point, and they're realizing also all the government media indoctrination in their life. And they're rejecting it, thank God. And they're thinking for themselves, and that's what I want. Independent thinkers, God forbid. Yeah. Let's bring it back, you know?
Yeah. I have a really good quote from Joseph Goebbels here, just to close off my call. He said that good propaganda does not need to lie. Indeed, it may not lie. It has no reason to fear the truth. It is a mistake to believe that people cannot take the truth. They can. It's only a matter of presenting the truth to people in a way that they will be able to understand. A propaganda that lies proves that it has a bad cause, and it cannot be successful in the long run. Joseph Goebbels was a mastermind.
Oh, he was. He was. People knock him, but he was brilliant in the Third Reich. And like Lincoln just wrote in the chat room here, the alt-right owns meme warfare and propaganda. That is a fact. Goebbels would be very, very proud. And I mean that in a way that Goebbels, as you know, is the propaganda minister of the Third Reich. Every nation, every country, every corporate, they can call it what they want, but it's all a propaganda machine. Now, I use that in the positive sense. You need propaganda to promote yourself, as I said earlier in the show. You know, Trump had MAGA. Well, some could argue MAGA was propaganda. Well, it is. It's a form of it, sure. Any group in propaganda is not evil. It depends on how it's used.
People associate it with evil. They think that propaganda is a manipulation device. It is not. It's just artistically putting forth your ideals to catch people's attention.
Yes.
So what are your ideals?
It's a truth teller.
Yes.
Propaganda can be a truth serum, a truth teller. It's how I look at it. And good propaganda does not need to lie. Totally agree with that concept. It doesn't. If you put the truth out there and you put it into a quick meme that people can internalize very quickly, get the message. I love it because it's meme warfare. And this is a meme war. It's an internet war. It's an information war. And we are at war with these people all over the globe in our own governments that they want. I told you before, they want you to be impoverished. They want you to be demoralized. They want you to look down on yourself. They do not want you to know your ancestry, your blood, your soil, where you came from. They want you to be to feel dejected and be rejected. That's where they move in with their government evil propaganda. And before you know it, people get subverted to it. And they'll say, you aren't who you say you are. You're really a girl. I think you're trans. Blah, 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 blah. It goes from there. And people get so disillusioned, they go to drugs. That's why we have a drug epidemic. I'm convinced of it, of all the people who are mishandled by society. Now, a lot of it's their own problem. We have too many people in the West who like to experiment with drugs, which is also bad. And my point is, all these big, big cities full of druggies, fentanyl users, et cetera, a lot of it is a lot of people are demoralized and disillusioned, and this is where the cartels make millions off those people. Yeah, I've told you before, don't be demoralized. Don't be disillusioned. Be strong in the face, in the wake of all of this stuff. Catwoman, always fun talking to you. What are your final thoughts to America?
Well, I just, I'm not really sure. I think that we covered a lot, actually. And, you probably have other callers waiting, so yeah, we'll just leave it at that for tonight. And yeah, hope to talk to you soon again.
You know what? We'll talk again soon, Kat. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Have a great night.
Yeah,
you bet.
Night.
Awesome. You bet. Great call from Catwoman there. Let's have EMP finish up, and then we'll get to the gunslinger in Texas. EMP, I know you got cut off there. Are you there?
Yeah. I'm kind of on.
We got
call,
5 minutes for you.
You know, we were talking about alpha males earlier. I'll get to propaganda
yes.
in a minute. But alpha males, two things with alpha males. Alpha males do two things. They play by the rules that are set, and they play for keeps, right?
Yeah,
okay?
They sure do.
And follow me on this. The rules that were set by... Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay, follow me on this with the rules thing. With
okay.
alpha males following the rules that are set and all that stuff. Now, my thing is this. The rules that were set prior to Trump was you don't go off and you don't go off and use the government to go after your political enemies, right? The law,
right.
the government, the law, you know, you don't do that. Well,
right.
What have the leftists and the Democrats done? They've thrown that rule out by going after Trump.
They sure have.
Going after him. They've thrown that rule out. I'm not usually for doing this, but you got to do what you got to do, you know? If Trump gets back in there, which I suspect he will, but we're not going to argue about that, you've got to play by the rules that are set. If these are the rules, weaponizing the government against your enemy, your political enemies, and going after them, then you got to play by the rules that are set, and you got to go out and indict the Bidens, and you got to go out and indict Hillary Clinton, and you got to go out and indict all these guys that were part of this basically coup against this ongoing coup against Trump, right? That's what you've
right.
got to do. That's the rule. That's the rules, right?
That's right.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
Now, as far as propaganda, some of the earliest propaganda came from what eventually was with the comic books, Marvel Universe. Captain America was propaganda.
That's
you
right.
know, that's
right.
That was propaganda. You know, and that's the thing. But it was propaganda for the good because it helped win the war. And as far as you know, women's working. When out of necessity, the women went to work in the factories during World War II. That's them getting their first taste of earning a paycheck. It was by necessity because all the men were going to the war, and we needed people in the factories to do stuff, and who's there? The women, right? So that was out of necessity. Now, as far as you're right with the Jewish women causing the problems, think about this. Gloria Steinem is another one.
She's also Jewish.
You know?
Right.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
I'm very direct. Yeah. These Jewish women, they got a hold, and they're all from New York City. They got a hold of the feminazi movement. That's really a bad word to use, feminazi, but the feminist movement. You know what I mean. And they got a hold of it, and they bastardized, you know, Rush Limbaugh always said feminazi, but that's sort of a tongue-in-cheek thing there. The Nazis had nothing to do with feminism or in America. The feminists, it's Bolshevik, it's communist, to be blunt. And they wanted to drive a wedge through the man and woman in the natural relationship. In the Third Reich, they fostered men and women getting together. They encouraged families, and it was total opposite mindset. That's where we're at today. The communists love the state. They want the women, in other words, to love the matrix, to love the state, to disavow your family, your husband, your children. And we see that today. I mean, you see these weird articles where a woman has a child, and a year later she wants to kill it, and she goes in and petitions them to kill it. She doesn't want to take care of it anymore. Well, I'm sorry, honey, it doesn't work that way. But in some states, like, hate to say it, California, which I have friends out there who don't like this, they're trying to push it where, well, if you don't want to raise a kid, you tried it. If the, you know, after 1 or 2 years, you can, I mean, they're trying, you can already see that they're trying to legalize infanticide. Okay. These are serious things. And can you imagine that? I mean, my mother wanted to be a mother. She wanted a family. She wanted to be a homemaker. She wanted a beautiful home. She got it, and she had it. Mm-hmm. And look, back then, the women had a pretty good deal. They could, you know, have a little party with their girlfriends. My father was on the Air Force Base, clean the house, take care of the kids. They had some leeway time in the afternoon for themselves. Not a bad life at all. They weren't punching a clock, you know, trying to make some bastard boss or some big bull dyke boss happy. That was not their cup of tea. They said, screw that. So the women of my mom's were far smarter than the feminists. And they knew it. They said, we're far smarter than you. We're not going to give up our country club lifestyle to go punch a clock. And by the way, World War II was supposed to be a temporary thing, not long term. It was a temporary thing for the war effort only. It was not meant for millions and millions and millions of women to stay in the workforce. In fact, they told the women, when the men come back, your job is over. You're going to be laid off. For the men to have that job at the aircraft factory. And the woman said, they said, sure, he can have it. I'm out of here. Don't blame her. I'm on her side. I'm going, hell, you want to work in a factory your whole life? Really? Really? I guess some women wanted to. But I didn't hear many bitch and moan about it back. And then they said, we're gone. Let the boys have it. Smart women again. No, it's this 1960s, a generation of women that grew up with that. And it was all, and we are reaping the benefits in, that's my play on words, in a quotes. We're reaping the benefits of it today. And it's terrible. And it's been, you know, breakdown of family, drug abuse, latchkey kids. The list is a mile long and getting longer. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, Gunslinger and I have a female friend who's a little bit older than us, but she, in her youth, she went into the military, but she tells us that
All she wanted to do was be a homemaker and a mother. And she was. After she got out of the military. But after she got out, she was a mother and she was a homemaker. And that's all she wanted to be, you know?
It's a great gig being a homemaker. I mean, if I was a woman, think about it. You don't have to, my God, work is overrated, people. Ladies, you already know this. Work is overrated. It really is. And I worked in corporate America. It's overrated. No, people just wake up, make the donuts. It is no. That's why they call it a soulless corporate America. It's a soulless crushing job. Okay? You go in there for the paycheck. And hopefully it's a sizable one that you can live off of, and you go home. You go in, and you go home. Your life is not a work. Those are not your friends. Well, you may have a few work acquaintances that you get a kick out of, but they're not really, most of the time, they're not your friends. You go in, make the money. I always tell folks, get the F out of there and go home. And that's your life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so the smart women figured that one out a long time ago. And, you know, look, these middle managers are terrible today. You want to work under these people? A lot of them are in their 30s and 40s, and they don't know anything about anything. They don't know shit, to be honest. And they're your boss. And they'll fire you at a whim. And they're nasty. And they have no wisdom. And they're just dumbasses, to be honest. I grin and bear it, and I have to bite my lip when I used to be there. I used to be in the corporate cubicles, okay? I worked for a few finance and insurance companies. I had to bite my lip. And I had to just go, yo, that sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bob, we can implement that. Yes, I played the game very, very well. I rose through the ranks, but I had to bite my lip. And that, and you just learn that. You learn certain traits are successful. And certain traits get you fired. What are your final thoughts, CMP?
Basically, what we have in the White House now is a middle manager. That's what we have in the White House. And, you can't argue with it, can you? I mean, Biden is a goddamn middle manager. He doesn't know.
He's
one of these more stupid people. He doesn't know. He thinks he knows everything about everything, but he doesn't know nothing about nothing.
He's a dumbass. You nailed it. He's a typical corporate middle manager. He is exactly what he is, asleep on the job. Dumbass. Oh, trust me. I've been in corporate America off and on. Now I'm a consultant on a side gig. But, you know, I mean, you have to – look, you got to – work with these morons, and the left hand, trust me, doesn't know what the right hand's doing in corporate America. Everyone thinks they're logical. They are not hardcore. They are emotional. You wonder why we're having problems in the economy? Because they're emotional at the top. They're emotional. Nothing wrong with emotions. I love emotions. But you're dealing with people – and, you know, brick and mortar things and graphs, you know, and trajectories and all that and accounting. You need people that can think logically and rationally about things, and they don't. And they wonder why they have so many problems because they're morons. I'm telling you, they're morons. And you know, I go, why are they doing this? Well, my team lead would just shrug and go, we're not going to go there today, Vaughn. I just go, all right, got it. I mean, note to self, shut up about this at the next meeting. It's a sore point. So I'm telling you, the less you say at those Zoom meetings, the better. Trust me. Just sit there, listen to the drivel. I will laugh when the camera's off. I don't even trust those cameras. I have to walk away from my computer, walk outside, and laugh my ass off. What in the F did I just hear? What are they going to do now? Oh, okay, got it. This is why America's so fucked up. Got it. Okay. Look, EMP, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. You have a great
night.
See
you next week, man.
You got it. Thank you, sir. Great call from EMP. Talked about a lot of fun things. Kat had a good thing in the chat room where I want to read. You know, being a homemaker, lady, doesn't mean being lazy or in your PJs till noon, reading blogs on Facebook. She said, a Proverbs 31 woman whose worth is above rubies. I like that. She's very industrious. Yes, she is. And she is there to promote her husband and bless her family, not take away from it. God, that's great stuff there, Catwoman. And Cherie's online, too. Look, I always tell these women, my best advice to you, seriously, work with your man, not against him. Some women have this weird idea that they got it from the feminists that men love to climb Mount Everest every day. Men love it. Challenge. I want to be that challenge. No, all you are is an obstacle to your family's well-being. You don't have to challenge your man. Men don't like, men, I'm telling you, after a guy works in on the farm, ranch, or corporate America, he's tired. He wants to go home, and he wants a peaceful, serene environment. He wants to prop his feet up and decompress. Let him decompress for an hour or so. Let him chill out. You know, he's dealt with people you don't even want to talk about in polite conversation. And he wants to chill out a little bit and until he relaxes again. He needs to relax. Smart women will know this instinctively, intuitively. Women have intuition. Men have instinct. Similar, but a little bit different in the sense that, yeah, women, you want to work with your family, never, ever against it. Never against your man or your family. Work with them. That's how you build it. Be a builder. And that's how you build up great things, beautiful things, right? I'm going to read some more of these notes here. Cherie says her mother was a great housewife too. And when you do it right, there is so much to do. There is. Women work a lot at home. They work a lot. But I would say it's much better for her to work at home than it is to work in some faceless, godless, commie corporate tower next to a bunch of people who hate you and your lifestyle. It's even worse today. Half the people there are going to be trans, gay, lesbo, queer. They're going to like you being a mother of a kid or two. You think you're going to be accepted? No, you're not. Because all the young ones coming up, not all of them, but a lot of them, are whack jobs. And you're they'll smirk behind your back, call you a trad wife. Well, that's a great thing. But my point is you're not going to get along with them. So you're better off staying home anyway. And everyone wants to work remote anyway. The homemaker was way ahead of us because she was working remote. See all these people in corporate America working remote? Because it's nice. You work more maybe, but actually it's better on your just take traffic, for example. You want to get out there in traffic? All these companies now are pushing people back in the office. I see it here in Phoenix, Scottsdale. Highways are clogged again, like L.A. freeways at morning rush hour. And at evening rush hour, I always try to get home really fast because I work from home. But my thing is these people drive around like their head's cut off. It's 112 degrees, 110. The hotter it gets, the faster they drive because they're trying to get home to cool off or go buy a soda. I'm serious. It's weird. In the winter, they're more laid back, but they're not during the summer here. And you really got to watch that traffic like a hawk because they'll cut you off. Everyone's in a rush, and your steering wheel is hot. You're hot. You're miserable, and your AC hopefully works well. But I'm just telling you a little observations that I make. I tell people that work from home, do all your errands from 10 a.m. to really 3:30 max cutoff. You want to be home by 3 o'clock, 3:30 the latest, ideally. Because by 4, it's on, baby. And it doesn't end until about 8 o'clock here in this town. 4 hours of evening rush hour, people rushing around. Crazy, huh? Well, we'll get you to the Gunslinger next. I guarantee it. And get a cocktail. Relax a little bit. We'll play a little bit of Steppenwolf, and I'll be right back. Steppenwolf there. Get a cocktail, get a drink, and relax a little bit as we go into our overtime segment here on the show. Got a lot of good stuff tonight. We covered a lot of ground, and there's so much more to cover. But on this show, we're very, very good at going through a lot of it, and it's a good thing, you know? Remember that movie Casablanca? Well, it sounds a little bit like...
Of all the gin joints in all the world, and she had to walk into the one I was occupying. I was sitting there listening to Vaughn on the radio, you know, the Vaughn Wehunt show. Well, she came in and sat down, and I told the bartender, let's give her a drink, run a tab on my fare. She sat down, looked right at me. She was gorgeous. I took a drag off my lucky strike and blew it the other way. I sure as hell wasn't going to blow it in her face. She was amazing. I said, you mind, honey? I'm right in the middle of a show here listening to it. She said, no problem. She joined in. We listened to Vaughn Wehunt's show together. It was quite a time.
Love that. Well, you would never ask your mom this. Mom, how many TPS reports did you do for your gay or trans boss while you were in corporate America? That conversation hopefully will never take place. The trad wife, and the Happy Homemaker. We'll talk more about this on our Tuesday show, the Bachelor Show. They're way ahead of the curve, and they're the smart chicks. They are. They're way ahead of all their other women who find solace and so-called insecurity working for the man. Well, really, is you're not really working for the man. Now we'll say you're working for the queer. So there's a lot of weirdos out there in corporate America land, trust me, and there's more every day. Well, this came from our tech wizard, the Irish Pirates, who requested that we play this, and it's a good thing to play. We will not comply, America. We will not comply when they come out with Plandemic number two.
I believe so. We know that, as you all know, vaccinations against COVID-19 remains the safest protection for avoiding hospitalization, long-term health outcomes, and death, which is why we are going to be encouraging Americans to stay up to date on their vaccine.
He tried it.
The CDC admits the masks are useless, and the NIH published a study saying that the N95 masks can expose people to toxic compounds linked to seizures and cancer.
It's bad. It's so bad for our community. We need to fight back. I know I'm a kid, and to be honest, we need to fight back. We need to fight back against evil. Because CNN and the mainstream media are evil. They are trying to make us under a spell. And we need to resist it. We need to resist masks. We need to resist
The shots have made millions infertile, and we know that Pfizer aggressively campaigned for pregnant women to get the shot, even after knowing it could kill their babies. It is estimated that the shots have murdered millions, but Joe Biden says a new vaccine is coming for every American, whether they've gotten it before or not. We are being given a second chance to say no to these psychopathic criminals in our government.
You can stick your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can stick your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can stick your vaccine mandates. Stick your vaccine mandates. You can stick your vaccine mandates up your ass.
But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words, we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Love that. Good stuff, good stuff. Well, it's time again for the gunslinger.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
Gunslinger, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight, sir, from the great state of Texas?
Well, just watching the world go to hell in a handbasket. Besides that, everything's pretty cheeky, I guess. Okay, unless you're in Hawaii. Okay? I've got a little bit of information here on Hawaii. Okay.
Yeah.
I was looking at that first video that I looked at was on Twitter, and it showed, you know, the destruction. It showed the vehicles being toasted, totally toasted, houses.
Yeah, they were fried.
Trees, everything. They were fried, absolutely fried. All the surrounding area was completely fried. Now,
based on
that video, I was thinking that it was just a normal blowtorch scenario, tornado, you want to put it, okay? But a second video has come out now. I'll put it in the chat room in just a second. It shows two cars on a lot, on a like a house lot in a neighborhood. The two cars are totally toasted. The aluminum wheels have completely melted off of the cars. the windows, which are made out of glass, are melted completely. Now, keep in mind that the melting point of aluminum is 1,221 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Melting point of steel is 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. And glass is 2,600 to 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. When you watch this video right here, you will see, like I said, these two vehicles completely melted, almost, except for the steel frame.
Wow.
You can see the path of the aluminum melted. It made a little path down. But 100 feet away, keep this in mind, there's fence. Behind the fence, there's houses, trees. The guy pans the camera around, 360-degree radius across the street, fence, houses, not even touched. Not a leaf.
I know. I know. Weird stuff, man.
Green. Now, there's some. Now, you take that and you go and you think back to 9/11, okay? There were cars that were blocks away from Ground Zero that had the identical characteristics of what I just said. The cars were completely burned up. Some of them were even turned completely upside down in the street. But the tree next to this car, perfectly green, leaves not even burnt, not even
real. Yeah, isn't that weird? I've seen some of those videos, and it's really eerie, man. Really weird. Yeah, those are direct energy weapons, but direct energy weapons. It's not a natural fire. There's no way it could have done that kind of damage. And natural fires don't get that hot.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't, okay? Look at the. There's a link there in the chat room. That's to this video that I'm talking about. You mean if to kind of break it down simply, if you ever used a cutting rig that's designed to cut steel, okay? There's two components to this. There's a little tank called. It's got acetylene in it. It's a gas. It's a very flammable gas. But that gas is not hot enough to heat or to cut steel. The other tank in a rig is O2, which is oxygen. You combine the two, now you have plenty of heat, about 3,000 degrees, to heat and cut steel. Now, these temperatures didn't even, look at 1,200 degrees to melt aluminum, but yet nothing around it was damaged. The car's sitting right side up.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that. And they say that the Stars homes, like Oprah Winfrey, and they painted their houses blue in Maui, and that direct energy weapon was not codified for the color blue, because blue is also in the color network, and it's and people don't know. Well, you do. The colors have frequency. That's why they look blue or red or yellow in the color spectrum. And so blue... That's why all the big stars there, they knew something was coming. They were warned, and they painted their homes blue before the fire. Now, that, to me, is a smoking gun right there. Pun intended.
That's a lot of smoking gun.
No, and the government there is still weird. They tried to block people in and fry them to death. They cut off the water. They even cut off their escape routes. It was so bad, as you know, people had to jump in the ocean for refuge. And I've seen some they were filming from the ocean, and it was an inferno, man. It was an inferno. I mean, it's amazing how they survived that. But they want that land. They want the land, and they want those people. I hate to say it, they want them to die so the government can come in and private sector, and they can buy up that land, pennies on the dollar, flip it, and make money off it. Saboteur.
Well, yeah, they always have a sinister reason for things or reason what they're doing. But that goes, like I said, the characteristics between this and 9/11 are pretty much identical, okay? There's a lady you need to go and look up and researcher a little bit, Dr. Judy Woods. She wrote a book, Where Did the Towers Go? Never heard from her. Maybe they knocked. I don't know. But she goes in depth of directed energy weapons. I mean, this lady has enough degrees in different things to choke a damn dinosaur. Okay, electrical engineering, chemical engineering, the whole nine yards. Now, you figure, you know, 9/11, and there's another particular terminology I like to use, is molecular disassociation. Fantastic situation is where the short lesson in physics is that every molecule in the entire world, universe, is held together by an electrical charge. Okay? Imagine if you can create a weapon that will temporarily, even for a split second, kind of turn off this naturally occurring attraction between the molecules.
Right.
What's the molecules going to do? They're going to go, they're going to separate.
That's right. That's right.
Look at what part of that building in 9/11 did. It separated and blew away in the wind. I mean, the video evidence is there. I think it's called the Spire.
So many fishy things about 9/11. So many fishy things, man. Seriously. Every year is more and more as we get. It's just a terrible tragedy, and it was foisted upon America. I knew that day two things. I said, I don't believe what they're telling us. People thought, no, that was blasphemy back then. What? I can't. I was weighing with them. I said, I'm not quite sure about this story. I'm sorry. Hate to burst your bubble, but I just don't believe. And now back then, that was almost blasphemy. Now it's, you know, I was like that before it was trendy and cool. Now it's trendy and cool. People say, oh, I don't believe what happened in 9/11. I go, well, back then there was a lot of public pressure to believe that it happened just the way the government said. These hijackers and, you know, and they crashed a plane in the Pentagon, which there's no evidence of any plane damage there. It was a missile. Building 7 went down in New York and wasn't even hit by a plane. Went down by controlled demolition. I look at this and went, didn't make sense to me. I said, I just don't know. The government wanted to get into Iraq and the Middle East, and this was their cover story. This was the perfect story, and it made a lot of people mega, mega rich. Mega rich. Oh, my God. You know,
amazing.
And they won that war with Saddam Hussein. Israel wanted us to be in that war. The pockets that were padded were is just amazing. And they killed, again, they don't care about the rank and file. They killed 3,000 Americans again. They don't care. It's just the cost of doing business.
That's
hate
right.
to say it.
You're just.
Hate to say it.
You're
evil, satanic elites. You're just a number, and they can we can replace them with new Mexicans. How about those apples? We'll bring in 10 Mexicans to one of them. Bring them on over.
Absolutely.
Everyone's replaceable in their satanic, demonic world. Everyone's replaceable. And the sooner you realize that, I told you before on this show, your best revenge in this life right now is to live well. Live your best life. Live as good as you can. Because the elites want you to be impoverished and demoralized. Just know that.
Of course.
And you already know that. They love it when Americans are negative and fighting each other and fighting over dimes and nickels. They just laugh their asses off. While they make billions and millions and trillions and, you know. But you're right, man. There's a lot of fishy stuff about all that. What is the news in Texas? Anything going on there? How about your any new border news or anything going on there?
There's always scumbags that are coming over the border. I mean, that's you know, there's some idiots out there, some judge idiot that ordered those floating things in the Rio Grande down there. They had to take them up. I said, I'd say put piranhas in that damn river. Okay, let's see how they like
right.
that. maybe eat up a few.
Right.
Okay. So, you know.
Alligators.
I've always said, put those
Louisiana alligators right next door in the Rio Grande. Filled up with alligators. That'd be a natural deterrent. And now, I would be fair. I'd put up signs. I'd broadcast it everywhere.
Yep.
You know, but.
Well, you know, all this goes to show. In fact, I'm down in Austin, Texas, the capital of Texas, they had some type of shooting down there. I think it's some school or something. I was hearing something about that earlier today.
Really?
So, but
on 16th Street,
yeah, but
or where?
I think it's somewhere downtown Austin, somewhere. You have to Google it. I did briefly looked at there was a story, and I said, wow, down here in Austin. But I guarantee you, whoever it is some deranged, fucked up, damn, third world, shithole, evil, demonic person. That's a pretty good way to label these people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You let all these people across the border, you have no idea who they are, you have no idea what crimes they have committed. They are not here for good. Oh, they're just here
mm-hmm.
for a better life. The hell with that. No, they ain't. They're here to, one, suck off the government tit, okay? Two, to come here and to join the gangs in this country to make more gangs, okay? And they peddle their dope and their criminality. And it's from Mexico, from South America, from any other third world shithole on this planet,
yep.
for that matter. You don't see Canadians coming across the border, do you? No.
No.
You know?
That's
you see
right.
down here. So when you have these people that are not there for the good of any country, they're the trash of other countries. Other countries have thrown
these
right. bitches
out.
And
they'll tell you that.
Just like you said,
we've emptied out our jails. They've emptied out their jails. This is their criminal class, the
right.
scum, the gangs.
Right.
It's not Juan Valdez's grandfather who's going to pick lettuce for 6 months and send the proceeds back to Mexico to feed his family. Or family, as you say, down south. No. They're coming up here. The new guys, when they come up here, suck off our welfare system. They want to outbreed everybody up here, and they want to take over. And that's what they do. They don't want to work. They say, I'll go to work. Well, then I say, get to work. There's plenty of work. Get to work. Shut the F up. Now they go, I'm not really here to work. I want to get your benefits. And many of them come over here and work. Don't get me wrong. Many of them do. But a lot of the new breed doesn't. We see the same thing in Europe where they come in off those boats in the UK and, you know, and they suck off those welfare systems. And England is so bad, they put them up in those posh hotels. But are we any different? We put them up in those New York hotels. You know, they're all in the Grand Hyatt there in Brooklyn or something, or New York City, when they get bussed in.
New York City.
And the taxpayers are paying for it.
You made a real good point earlier in the show about these people that are marching, you know, toward the border and everything, and they're well clothed. They're got new clothes. They're carrying cell phones. They're carrying babies. In this kind of heat, it's just the same. It's hot as here as it is in Mexico. Probably a little hotter. I imagine because you're further south.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And these people are they're well-dressed. They're not coming from someone that's living in a grass hut in a cardboard box.
No.
These people are well-dressed. They're dressed better than
they
I am. Okay?
Yeah.
So
brand-new Nike tennis shoes, brand-new cell phones.
Right. Yeah.
The latest of the latest.
Who's supplying the food for all these people? Okay.
Oh, you they have all these front groups. Sure.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you talk about torture. I mean, you got babies out there in that kind of heat, and they're just like, they don't care. They don't care. Okay, but they want to come over here and munch off of us. Go back to your own goddamn country. Let your own country take care of it. Okay? Just like we said earlier, you know, everybody had their own continents. The blacks have Africa, Mexico has Mexico, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Stay the hell
That's
out
right.
of our country, because we damn sure don't want you. You know?
Well, we've got all these Jewish, I'll be blunt, again, Jewish immigration groups that are nefarious groups and other white liberal do-gooder groups, but a lot of them are run by Jews. Just to be, that is, it's not even debatable, folks. It's just a fact. Look at who's behind okay. these things. George Soros, for example, Jewish. His son, Jewish. Okay. And on it goes. These people, they have millions and billions of dollars. They fund, you ask, where are they, because that's Soros money, comes from a billionaire. Sure. He makes that money in a microsecond. He doesn't care if they have new Nike shoes. He just wants them sent here. He wants them all up here. Right now, America, we have one-third the population of Guatemala. We have almost one-half the population of Honduras. Right now, we have half their population in America. And there's more coming. And
more coming.
There's the thing is, these we're at a weird impasse in world history. Because while we're getting invaded, Europe's getting invaded. And my question is, which way, Western man? Which way? Because, you know, look, it's things are going to boil over eventually, and it's not going to be pretty. And, you know, we are bringing in a lot of criminal class here. No wonder our crime is going up. That's why gun sales have gone up. That's why people are fortifying their homes. It's all a vicious circle. They're hardening their homes. Or they're moving away from the big cities where they know things could implode and they want to get out now while the getting's good. And I don't blame them. I encourage everybody, you should have a plan B and a plan C. You should know where you can go to small town, you know, red conservative America, where you may want to take a trip and check it out. You may want to start checking out a bug out place. Many of you have already got a cabin or containers on some land. Great. You're way ahead of the curve. My friend's got a cabin in Lake Tahoe. He's a good friend of mine, divorced, two great daughters. He lives in Dallas. He's a millionaire friend of mine, the only one. But I know a couple. Wish I had their money, right? But he bought this. He asked me where I should buy it. I would buy it in Lake Tahoe. Nobody back then was thinking about it. And you're by fresh water. You need to be by water. Well, he bought the house for $189 about 8 years ago. It's now worth $650. He goes, damn, you're good. I go, well, I know where to place money. I used to have no money of my own. But I know where to put it. So that's why I said I've got a millionaire's mind, but I don't have $1 million. I know where to put it. And I knew that was a smart buy. I said he bought it unseen based on my intel. And he's so glad. That's about the third time I've told him, and I'm very rare, but when I tell him something, he listens now, and he goes, you're 3 out of 3, bro. You're a moneymaker for me now. I don't ever, I'm not good at many things, but I do know trends, and I saw that. I could just see it. I go, you need to be in the mountains. You don't want an overpopulated place. You want to be near water. Lake Tahoe has all of that, you know?
Yep. Well, you know, one of these days, like I said, we may see it pretty soon. The shit's going to hit the fan, okay? Every indication, every needle that I see is pointing in that direction, okay? It's not pointing in the opposite direction. It's not pointing to everything is getting better like it was under Trump, okay? At least you're securing the border. At least he had the gas prices down. At least we wasn't going to freaking war with everybody else. This idiot here, we may be in World War III the next 6 months if this sumbitch has had his way. Okay,
I'm with you.
With Russia, okay? These people are warmongers. They want war. They don't want peace in this world. Are you crazy?
That's right.
Okay, that would be too much for them. Okay?
There's no money in peace.
no money in
guns
peace.
There's no money in peace, though. Money is in war.
Money in
peace. Yeah, they don't want us. And also, war is good because the satanic elites love it. It's a depopulation agenda is their ultimate goal. It kills people. They love that. You're dealing with a demonic. They love killing people. The less people in their mind, more room for me and my billionaire friends. That's how they think. That's how they think. But you're right, man. It's like, look, we could be coming up on, you know, a Civil War 2.0. I hope not. They tell people you don't want that. But, yeah, you're right. The things are not looking good. That's why I tell everyone, be thinking about, you know, what if you had to leave, you know, the Dallas area? You don't have to do what Tim, but where would you go? For me, if I had to leave Phoenix in a week, where would I go? Well, I told you I go to my friends like Lake Tahoe cabin, and I've got a couple other backups too. But there's things that you got to start thinking about those things because, yeah, can you imagine? I mean, you could have people going from neighborhood as armies, little private armies of 40, 50 guys with guns going from house to house. And I'm telling you, it's why I say you might need thousands of rounds of ammo just to fend them off. You imagine 20, 30 gunmen outside your property wanting to get in? I'm telling
you.
What are you going to do? Seriously, you got to be thinking along those lines because this is what they've already, naturally, I go to their camp undetected, as I told you during the monologue, as a commando to my blood, and I basically figure out, the enemy's plans. Well, the enemy's plans, they're pretty stupid because they've already told us. And they make YouTube videos about this stuff, and they go, we're not going to prep or do anything. We're going to let you do that, and then when it hits the fan, the proverbial fan, we're going to go to your house and just take it by force. And they videotape themselves with 20 men around your house with guns. This is what's on their training videos, which I've seen. I go, yeah, got it. Thank you for the information. My worst fear is confirmed. Thank you very much.
Yep.
And they put it on YouTube. And they think no one's going to look at it. I find those things. Yep.
Well, you know, we're already in a light civil war, okay? There's no way you can deny. Okay, it's just that the bullets hasn't started flying and the blood hasn't started flowing. Okay?
That's right.
If something does not happen, if like I said, if Trump doesn't get back in there in 2024, or at least somebody like him that has the balls, do what needs to be done, then you better lock and load because we're going to rock and roll. Because I see that coming.
No doubt.
You know, I see this.
I agree. It's coming. Gunslinger, thanks so much, man. Have a great night, buddy.
You too, buddy.
We'll talk again soon. You bet. Right. Lock and load from the Gunslinger. He's right. Well, you guys got to, we talk about that on the show, not to beat a dead horse or be a broken record. You've heard it all before. But got to prepare and get ready. There's a lot of things that are going on. Our economy is really hanging together by a fine thread. Biden has ruined the economy. I know a lot of people who are out of work.
Yeah.
Money never sleeps, pal. Just made 800,000 Hong Kong gold. It's been wired to you.
Play with it. You done good, but you gotta keep doing good. I showed you how the game works. Now school's out.
Mr. Gecko, I'm there for you 110%.
No. You don't understand. I wanna be surprised.
Astonish me, pal. New info. I don't care where or how you get it. Just get it. My wife tells me you made a move on Darien. Here's some inside info for you. That Euroflash GQ type she's going out with got big bucks. But he's putting her feet to sleep. Exit visas are imminent. So I don't want you losing your place in line.
Ah, Jesus. I wish you could see this. Light coming up. I've never seen a painting that captures the beauty of the ocean at a moment like this. I'm going to make you rich, Bud Fox. Yeah, rich enough you can afford a girl like Darian. This is your wake-up call, pal. Go to work.
Love that from Wall Street. This show is your wake-up call, America, and we go to work every day. Got to work to pay the bills and keep things going. Got to stay functional while all this madness and craziness is going on around us. Keep your head on a swivel. If you have the same time, it's got to be wired on straight. You got to know what's going on and be able to make quick decisions in the future. And we are prepared for everything, good, bad, and in between. The good, the bad, and the ugly. If it was a spaghetti western with Clint Eastwood. With that, let's get to the Irish Pirate to round out the show. And then it's time to end the show, unfortunately. But we're coming up on that time frame here. I played your COVID thing as promised. And I love it. Thank you for sending that to the show. And people, do not comply. Irish Pirate is correct. Do not comply with this pandemic 2.0 coming at us, too. Are you there?
It can't be just you. Yes, sir. And it can't be just you not complying. There's got to be a whole bunch of people that you've convinced some way, somehow, that there's something they believe in that is not true. You don't hate them for it. You don't call them stupid for it. You just say, look, they lied. You know, you caught him. You're
right.
The smart one, really. You know, at least compared to them, that's absolutely true. And so all you have to do is show them, hey, you bought a lie. You know, we've all done that from time to time. The important thing is we all say no together this time, as many as possible. I don't even want them to get 15% of people saying yes, because those are the ones who are like one step short of the nut house anyway.
I agree.
Yeah, bring someone with you, so to speak. Be sure. I mean, I remember at the 59th Street here in Phoenix and near the 101, there's a certain grocery store. I was in there, and this lady literally said, wow, you're not wearing a mask. You're really brave. It's like, is that what it takes? Bravery? No. Intelligence. You just be still and know that what they're doing is not right. They can't. I mean, look at the people that profited last time.
Mm-hmm.
They're the very same people you wish didn't have the money this time. You can hear the warnings for bad storms till 1 o'clock in the morning coming on.
Yes.
My other phone.
We're being hit tonight here in Phoenix.
Phone.
I heard the lightning, thunder.
Oh, it was.
Yeah,
funny.
We're being hit.
I was told the Arizona State versus Southern Utah game, a dust storm hit the thing so bad that the people calling the game couldn't see it. I mean, just
really?
All of a sudden. And after it hit, the warning
wow.
came.
Really?
Yeah, so just remember, you know, when seconds count, cops are just minutes away. I mean, that it's kind of the same
well,
thing
right.
here. Nobody was looking out for
that's
that game.
Right.
But,
right.
And by the way, speaking of,
crazy.
The NFL says they're going to be, quote unquote, increasing safety practices. So I hope nobody goes to watch, for example, the Cardinals win two games out of 18 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are better things to do. I've got my chess parents telling me that. I looked at bowling. It's too expensive. I looked at going to football games. That was a joke. Like, I think I'm going to be sick of the things like chess for my kids. And that's what I'm saying. Intelligent choices matter. And the biggest intelligent choice you can make,
like
if
that.
Your work has to mask you, I hope you've already found a second job, just in case.
Yeah.
Someplace you can go to for a backup. And as
Good
Ron
point.
Hunt was mentioning earlier, he works at home.
Yeah, well, so does my lady. She works at home. And they keep telling her, you're going to come in one day. And she's like, no, I'm not. I don't think that's going to happen.
Smart woman.
She's actually gotten... She's actually gotten HR, which is one of the sickest things ever. I wouldn't want to be a human resource ever for anyone. She actually got them to send her an email that says, admittedly, it's dangerous to come back into a bunch of cubicles with a bunch of stuff running around.
It is.
I mean, that to me is hilarious. That's absolutely hilarious. It's like she's got it now on email. So somebody says, oh, there's no real problem. She can just fire that sucker off. It's like, are you sure there's no problem? Because your own, what I'd like to call personnel, I'd like to call them personnel, not HR. They admit it's dangerous. Why? What is your problem? Why do you disagree with your own HR? I mean, that's crazy. So every little way to turn it around, you do it. It will require an argument, hopefully. Hopefully this is not a... You know, because remember the last time when it first came out, it was, oh, there's recommendations. Well, now we know who gave the recommendations, okay? The dumbest people on the planet, the people that didn't bother to do any testing, the people that didn't bother to stand up to what was going to happen to their own patients, the people that honestly thought, as long as everybody else does it, I don't have to do it. So, I mean, that's what you're saying when you accept a recommendation. I mean, I've heard the irony of those who can't do teach. I disagree with that. I say those who can't do administrate. But anyway, yeah, the bottom line is they will try to find a way to make it easier, more profitable, and dangerous for you. But easier, more profitable, et cetera, for them. And if you're willing to put up with that, you're your own sucker. But I'm trying to stop you from that. I honestly care about the people that are going to get it. Because as we're sitting here right now, there are three categories of people who are counted when they look at the damage from the shots that came out. And there's the injured, there's the permanently disabled in some way, shape, or it could be mild, but it's still permanent. And then there's dead. Okay. People can jump from the two lower categories to the top one, and it's impossible to come back down, if that makes sense. It's impossible to come back down. So once someone leaves the workforce, I mean, if it's one of those three categories, they're not coming back down. They might, and there's a record number of people failing to stay on that are now having major episodes at work. Are you sure you want to join them? Are you sure you want to be in the next cubicle over? The person that probably should have called out and went ahead and accepted the Biden money because they're darn near dead and they still show up to work because, prideful, I'll give them that. Intelligent, can't give them that. They need to get fixed before they decide what their next move is. So the system's got them right where they want them. They took a shot. And, I'd love to hear those people speak for me saying I took a shot and it was a failure. I mean, where are those
And a
videos?
Lot of them have died. A lot of them Irish have died, you know?
Well, and I like the ones that came on and said, I took a shot or my husband took a shot or whatever, and the bad result came, and they're trying to call that disinformation when it's first-party witness, right? I live with this guy. He's my husband, and he died, or he's permanently disabled or whatever it is. You know, like they had to resuscitate him. And those are your best friends. I mean, I hate to say it. They are your best friends. Yeah, they made a mistake. The question is, do you have the balls to be able to say, I side with these people that recognized the problem? And maybe they found out too late. I may not even be able to hug them afterwards because I might be scared myself. But me alone, who said, I'm never going to take a shot, is not going to convince a whole bunch more people not to take a shot. All I can do is the second party thing of saying, I know of people who have a problem. Maybe I could shut that off. It was cute the first time.
Oh, I hear you. It's the emergency broadcasting system.
Hey, I'd like to
hear know, the emergency
broadcasting system. Your paycheck is drowning.
Right.
Your skies are unreal. I mean, I'd love to tell everybody all that. It, But first, somebody has to be ready for it. I can't run around like Chicken Little with my head cut off, going,
well,
"Oh my God,
then you're
gonna
be like
this."
You got to be like that Guns N' Roses song. You're gonna die. Be hilarious. Now,
oh,
people
yeah.
would really
I,
have
I
heart
like
attacks.
The part,
they'd freak out.
Well, I like the front part of that song that you can't hear most of the time.
Funny.
Except for one time it
right.
ran through a Bitraster thing on an FM thing, and you could actually hear. I'm pretty sure it's Slash. He goes, "Oh my God, Axl's dead. Axl's dead." I can see somebody doing that.
Right.
But yeah, it's hard.
Right.
I can't bring that out of a song. Like, you can just barely hear it, and I'll have to put a filter on it or something to see if I can hit a frequency. But I don't know. But I mean, somewhere out there, somebody probably has that vocal track anyway.
Well, you know
yeah,
it.
Long story
Absolutely.
Short, your friends need you. Your friends don't even know who you are. You know, the Christians that are out there that
mm-hmm.
honestly care about saving somebody, take it away. I mean, they're the ones who are going to literally say something nice, say something effective. You know, look at me. This
right.
is my scar. This happened when I fell down and hit my head. You know, that type of thing. Yeah, I mean, you really
mm-hmm.
can't ask a young soccer player who died on the field to speak for you. You could just show the video. And if you did,
yeah.
people say, "Where did you get that video? It must be a video like that." No, no, no. Much better
mm-hmm.
to wear the scars yourself and or know someone who does and let them speak for you.
I agree.
And the time is
I
going
agree
to come
with
there.
That.
The time is definitely going to come. And you know this all leads to rigging the election. Just now on Bandot Video, they do have another video, the latest one that's got tons of information on it that has never been put together all in the same video. I highly recommend you find that thing. It came... Well, once again, the MyPillow guy, you know, we borrowed $10 million plus he's all
great
his own
guy.
Money, and yeah, he got a hold of what I told you about earlier, that the passive IP address catcher
yes.
tells you who's talking to who. Okay, well now
yes.
he's also sprung for this video that ties together all the information you need to know. I'll just say this. This is shocking. He's saying that four precincts were capable of throwing the entire election.
Wow.
Four precincts.
Wow.
That,
I believe
yeah,
it.
So,
I believe it.
I think the weirdest thing that's on that video, literally, Rachel Maddow is on saying, "Oh, I heard they reopened the polls in Atlanta." She's saying this on air. It's unbelievable. And there's only five people counting all the votes. Whoa. And she literally made the joke, "I guess history is in their hands." She let that joke out. I don't know why
I know.
She's strung up. I mean, she's literally saying, "I hope
I know." That's right.
Oh, my goodness. How is somebody – how could
the
somebody –
the Democrats
are saying that on TV.
The Democrats
wow.
think Trump is so evil that it justifies their cheating. They believe that. That's really
wow.
sick.
Yeah, they honestly believe that, which means they should definitely do whatever it is they do, get caught, go to jail for it then. I mean, if you really believe it, go ahead. Go to jail for what you believe. All of us have to, right? If you're in January 6th and you're peaceful, you're in jail now for
yeah.
what you believe. Trying
yeah,
to tell people
they
we
are.
Need to change things. Oh,
and I warned them,
that.
Do not go on this show. I had a lot of people on and
sure.
off the show who asked me about that. I said, do not go to that. Why, Vaughn? Well,
oh,
it's going to be infected with feds. I told them you're being set up. It's not Trump setting you up. It's the Democrats. They're going to capitalize on this thing. They know he's going to have a big, you know, stop the steal rally. I go, it's got all the earmarks of a false flag. You're going to be swept up in the dragnet, I said, and you're going to get arrested or you're going to get hurt or maimed or both or worse.
No.
And I told him, I said, when they lock you up, and when look, the Democrats don't play fair. They're going to throw away the key. What have we seen them throw away the
yeah,
key? They have no intention of ever letting you out of your tiny cell. They have no intention.
I'm mad. I'm mad.
I mean,
I can only name four.
I feel sorry for them. I really, really do.
I can only name four of the 500 plus that are still in there. I feel sick to my stomach when I think about it.
Is it only 500 now? I thought it was like higher. It might be higher. I don't know. I know
some of them are out.
They let Some are, but not all. Not all.
Others are being
not
moved
all.
Around. Others are being moved around from. And
that's my point. They're being hidden.
Yeah.
They're being hidden in the system. Yeah. See,
yeah,
that's
Ken
my
Hovind
thing.
Was
is
bogusly,
that's why on my show, I told you guys this a long time ago. If I tell you to take a hill, I'm going to be right there with you. I'd have it
yeah.
no other way.
Yeah.
Because I'm a true leader.
Yeah,
I would never say, give me buy an airfare, go do this while I sit here in the lap of luxury of Arizona. No, that's not my style. And I would never tell you, I would never put my audience in harm's way anyway. But a lot of people
I was mentioning,
on the Rhino shows told everybody to go there. The Rhino shows are complicit. They told their people, go to D.C., go to D.C. and stand up. Well, they went and they got put in prison. So the Rhinos are also responsible, those Rhino talk shows that are out there.
Well, the thing I told you about earlier, in the late 80s, Ken Hovind in the late 80s got put away for no reason. They made a bunch of stuff up and all that. But what they did to him was the predecessor to all of this. They moved him around from cell to cell to cell all over the country, which is totally illegal.
That's what they do.
And that's what they're now doing to the guys that they've singled out of this bunch. That's what they're doing to them.
Right.
There are some videos out that hopefully you haven't eaten lunch before you see them, but these people are being tortured with depravity, not being let to wear clothes or have plumbing or anything like that. And so, Mike, all I'm saying there is they practiced it before they pulled it. And so you have –
And to be honest, Trump – and Trump has never went to the jail. Trump hardly ever speaks about them, and that's my beef with Trump. One of my beefs with them is that you never brought these people up on the campaign trail. All he said is that, well, if you elect me again, I might pardon them. Don't tease the audience, Mr. President. Look, you would think he would at least say a prayer for them or, it'll do something, send an emissary. I realize he probably can't go himself. He's just too big. But they've never reached out to my knowledge, and I look for things that I can give them credit for. Can't find it, man. So, again, that's an effed up deal.
I don't know where he's getting
effed up.
I mean, he didn't pardon Roger Stone until the very, very last second. And so the same thing is
true, he could have.
Julian Assange.
That's one of the powers a president has. And I say, exercise your powers. He had the power to do it. My point is, he didn't do it, and they're rotting in jail to this day. And like you said, they've been moved around. Yeah. It's a big joke and a big hustle
on them.
I'll, unfortunately,
I'll give you a hint.
It's terrible.
A hint how they set the trap for Trump. They keep using the word insurrection. Look where that's in the Constitution. Yeah,
Yes.
I'll have to remember where it's at, but I think it's something like Article 1, Section 4, something like that. But anyway.
Well, they're trying to get him on treason. They're trying to get him on – right. They're trying to get him on treason when they're the treasonous ones on the left. Right.
Right. Yeah, but the word insurrection, just by saying it over and over and over again, they're going to try to get somebody to admit, okay, he was trying to start an insurrection. Good, then he can't run. That's the whole point behind it, and they've been doing
it
for a long time.
It's all ginned up to stop Trump from running for the presidency again. They don't want him on that ballot.
Just be careful. There's a lot of stupid things they get every American to say that is not true. Your car is probably not a vehicle. You probably don't live in a residence. I mean, there's a bunch of these words that you shouldn't be using.
Right.
So now that they've done it often enough to you, wait till they get somebody in Trump's campaign, a lawyer, somebody, to say the word insurrection, like, if that were true, then they could put a whole bunch of stuff on the if. And that
– I agree.
And even if they don't get him totally, they could say, just the mere accusation of at the moment means he can't be on the ballot.
I totally agree. I
first
forget
of all,
the word, sir.
Actually, I'll finish the sentence. They have to actually convict him of that first, but the American people aren't going to know that. They'll just show him that part of the Constitution and say, see, we were right all along.
And again, that's not science. That's certainly not political science. You actually have to be guilty of it where people actually found you guilty of it, because they're shown the definition in court if it's done correctly. Granted, these are kangaroo courts, but, you know, ideally
right.
you're supposed to be shown if you don't know.
And I agree.
A good lawyer would definitely show you what it is in law that you need to read. And I hope you can read third grade level, because I still think anybody that could do that could be a jerk and then just say no.
I agree.
Just say no is not
good. Irish, great, great point, man. Great, great point. I like that a lot. Have a great night, sir. You have a wonderful night. Irish Pirate, folks.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good conversation, as always, with the Irish Pirate. Very good points to ponder. Well, what a great show again tonight. Well, yes, normies, I would tell you after hearing this great show, please take the government cheese. We want you to celebrate Trump's mugshot. We want you to celebrate and support political weaponization of government and the Democrat legal system. We want you to continue the normalization of the prosecution of high-profile politicians, just like Trump, who, by the way, is still beloved by millions of Americans. So when it comes your turn, your cries of partisanship can be totally ignored in the future, because two can play this little game. And the others in our American society have been at war against the white European man for quite some time now, and it's quite obvious. And the white man is just starting to realize it. His Viking blood will be rekindled, and he will be a formidable force in the universe. Keep attacking the white man at your own detriment. There's a war on all men in America, but especially the white man. They're trying to rout him out of corporate America. They're trying to get him out of the offices. They're trying to destroy his business, especially if he's right-wing or a nationalist. They're trying to hurt him and impoverish him any way they can. We know it for what it is. We are in a light war at this time. Need to prepare for the future in more ways than one. We also talked about that tonight. Many other topics of conjecture and conversation. We thank you all for being here tonight again for a wonderful show. We try to cover a little real estate in every show, as you notice. God bless you all from the Mahalo Studios here in Arizona. We will meet again. I guarantee it. I thank you all for being here. We'll talk again very soon. Good night. God bless.